on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It's time for the Thursday Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Cranbourne today. The rail is true. We're on a soft seven at the moment. Looking forward to getting the thoughts of Simon Zara, who's got a very strong hand at today's meeting. But beforehand, let's have a chat to Mark Hunter. Morning, Mark. You well?
Morning, Michael. I'm well, thank you.
How's the build-up? I'm going to give you time to think about it. I'll get a Norm Smith and margin at the end of the form. But are the nerves kicking in for the big dance tomorrow?
No, I was just talking to Matt off air, and it's been a gradual, you know, the 2 weeks between it, sort of hasn't really felt like, because it's in WA, it hasn't even felt like it's grand final weaker. Now, if you're in Melbourne, it would have been absolutely sensational with Melbourne and the Bulldogs playing, but sort of doesn't feel like it yet. I assume we'll get closer to the event and I'll start kicking in there.
Well, could you imagine, we would have had 100,000 plus people for the traditional pre-grand final parade if it was the Doggies in Melbourne, which unfortunately we haven't seen for a couple of years now. So I tend to feel the same. It doesn't feel like it's grand final week, does it?
No, I just spoke to a mate in Melbourne. He said, I don't barrack for either side. He said, but you know, by the time Saturday comes, you can do nothing all day anyway. He said, I'm likely to be in bed by quarter time. It just feels like a non-event because every day seems the same at the moment in Melbourne.
Well, let's hope no one's in bed by quarter time, because it's going to be a ripping match. There's no doubt about that. What do you make of the meeting today at Cranbourne? Are you confident?
It's pretty tough. I think it's a good day's racing. There's some really good races. But I do think rail true, you have to watch how Cranbourne plays. It can be a touch leaderish when the rail is true. So I'll be watching that and sort of adjusting through the day. So answer your question, it's a pretty tough day. My best will come up in the last race. Hopefully we'll find a bit of value along the way for you.
All right, well, let's hope Simon Zara can help us out, because every single one of his runners today appears to have a good chance, and he joins me now. Hey, Simon, are you a Carlton man? Who do you barrack for?
Yeah, I'm a Carlton man. Long time in between drinks.
Certainly doesn't feel like grand final week for you anyway. who are you tipping?
I'd like to see the Demons win. Obviously, it's been a while, but bit of a soft spot for the Bulldogs. But I just hope it's a good game and two good teams going into it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Tell us about this first starter, Liming, in race one, this fast net rock filly.
Yeah, look, she's been a bit of a work in progress, been a bit of a barrier issue, so we're hoping she can just get into the gates and do a few things right. She's just still a little bit backward and new, but jumped out quite nicely here the other day. I think what you see today, she'll definitely improve off.
All right, you've got two runners in the second. Eagle Saurus is a debutante and big-time girl. Were there excuses at its first run?
Yeah, look, she's another one that's just taking a lot of time, a lot of issues, and you'll see probably a bigger improvement today. Just got a bit of stage fright there the other day, and we'll just give her a bang out, try and roll her forward and see if she can get the job done. And the other guy's trialled up quite well, but he's very, very new, and he's quite raw and does a lot wrong. So we're hoping to see him hit the line.
In race number three, you've got Star Leah, and this looks a good race. Can Star Leah finally break through today?
Yeah, look, obviously there's a couple of horses that have trialled up well, but I love the way this filly's just trained on from her last run. She looks absolutely spot on. Her coat looks good. She's put weight on. And she's got a bit of experience in drawing a gate, so I thought she should get the run of the race, and I thought she'd be hard to beat.
Soft seven, no issues?
No, I don't think so. She's trialled up quite nicely here on that, and obviously being a nice day, I think, the track, I think Cranbourne's one of the best wet weather tracks going around. It's obviously still got its natural soil there, and I think it handles it all quite well, so I think she'll handle it no problem.
You tipped us into Pepper's Ghost last start, and it let no one down. It was a dominant win, and just looking at the market, it's been absolutely crunched. Opened up $2.80, and it's into $1.75. So good to see you got the cash on.
Yeah, no, not mine. But he's going really well, and probably should have been won his last two. Just going to get, hopefully, just needs a little bit of luck from the gate early. If he gets that. It gets that sort of run, I thought he'd be hard to beat to get again today.
All right, and Sahara Song rounds out the team, and what looks a pretty good race, race number seven. Wasn't beaten too far at Bendigo last start. Has she taken much improvement?
Yeah, look, she hasn't didn't run for sort of 12 months, so, this blowout will do her the world of good, and she was just a bit fresh the other day, knocked up a bit on, first up on a heavy track, and she's tightened up nicely, and I thought she'd trained on really well. Army Query, second up, off a long time up, they can run on touch flat, so hopefully she's not showing signs of that, but sometimes they don't need to, and they can run a bit flat. But I think if she's at her best, she can be competitive in probably, obviously, I thought was a tough race as well.
So what do we do today? Do we take a little multi, or is it one straight-out bet?
Oh, I thought Starlene to Pepper's Ghost is probably a nice little bet for me. So that's all I've done for the day, and hopefully two for two.
That's what we want. Good luck, Simon.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Simon Zara joining us there. Let's get stuck into the preview with Mark Hunter. The first race is over the 1,000 metres for the three-year-olds. We can take out 2 and 11. Frostic for Mick Bell is the favourite here at $2.30. Bocatti is at $3.60. Got a mention from Glenn Ingram before. Fly On By at $5. And then Tycoon Raff is at $7.50. The next best in the market is Liming from the Ellett and Zara stable. Who are you with in the first, Mark?
I'm with Frostic, Michael. I think it's going well, this horse. It was come out of a good race on debut where it made ground, and then last time had every chance. The horse who beat it there just improved out of sight in the blinkers and won well. So I think Frostic drops back in distance, draws inside. There's good speed in the race. I thought Bo Mertens could park just behind them, track the speed, and get every chance to run them down to beat number 13, Bocatti, who did trial well, went to Sandown, and just found that a bit tough there with the pressure in the class and knocked up in the straight. It's better placed here. $8 chaser. It's probably the first leader. It's a pretty quick horse. It'll give a sight around Cranbourne. Not sure it can hang on. Not in mind the trial of number 14, Liming. I think there's ability there for sure. Maybe it's not quite fast enough here at the 1,000 around Cranbourne, but look for it to win a race pretty soon. I'll go 10, 13, 8 and 14.
10, 13, 8 and 14 in the first. Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Take out 5 and 7. First starter here from Team Hawks. Saskatoon is at $2.80. Hartak is at $7 from the Smiley Chan stable. And then we're out to Big Time Girl at $7, which it opened up at $26. And it, look, it wasn't the strongest push from Simon Zara, but it's now into 7.
Yeah, it's a pretty even maiden. It's got a good chance. It's my second pick, Big Time Girl. But I'll tip number 12, Saskatoon. Just typical of the Hawks. It trials under a hold. You don't really know what's going to be under the bonnet when they let it go. But it looked like it trialled well enough. It's been in and scratched a few times recently. It's not a hard race to win first up. So assuming it lets down off the bridle, Saskatoon looks the one to beat. 6, Big Time Girl, who went back from that wide gate last time and gave an impossible start. Never really in the race, but I think from gate one, hearing Simon say it'll go forwards a plus, it'll get a great run around Cranbourne and can be a big improver. 8, Persian Pride. Another one who's trialled, not really let go. Looks like 1,200 metres will suit first up. And I'll put 2, Hartak in. It trialled well before that debut effort for the previous stable. It didn't do a lot there. Comes back from a spell. It's trialled well for Smiley Chan. It's got a little claim which will help in the ground. Good barrier and has got a chance. But it's not really a race I'll play in here. I'll go 12, 6, 8 and 2.
12, 6, 8 and 2 in the second. Race number 3, this is over 1,400 metres. There's a few scratchings. Take out 5, 6, 7, 8 and 13. Calipers the favourite. Craig Williams on board for Team Keys at $2.80. Star Leah, Simon Zara gave it a really good push before at $3.60. Song of the Niles, an interesting first starter from the Cindy Alderson stable. And then we're out to Forbidden City, first up for Peter Moody at $5.50. And you could even go deeper into I Like Big Putts at $8. It's a pretty competitive race, this, and that Caliper form certainly looks good, finishing behind Bonza Perla and not far behind Zuzarella its last two starts. Who are you with?
It is a good race. There's probably 3 really strong chances I've got. I'm with number 10, Song of the Nile. I've liked its recent trials. It's been ridden forward. It's been ridden back. I would think here on debut at 1,400, I would imagine they would press forward. It just looks strong. Just kept building last time and roared through the line. So I'll go with Song of the Nile to make a winning debut to beat number 2, Caliper. Caliper's runs have all been good. Running on well behind Bonza Pearl was terrific form. You think now with a bit of experience for a good gate and Craig Williams can maybe hold a spot a bit closer and run well. 3, Forbidden City. It's coming off some pretty good city runs last time in. It was down tomorrow to run in probably an easier race, so they've chosen this one. Maybe that's a lead. And 10, Starley. Starley's consistent, gets a great run from the draw. My query there is whether it's going to run a strong 1,400 metres. That's the little issue I've got with it. It's a good good race. I'll go 10, 2, 3 and 11.
10, 2, 3 and 11 in the third. Race number 4 is a maiden, played over 1,600. Take out 4, 14, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Fazabeel at $3 is the favourite here. Cerberus, who was likened to Ain't No Deal Done by Sam Friedman this morning, hoping to win its maiden at $6 and then maybe head over to South Australia. Top Honours at $6 and Koi Ho is at around about $8 as well from the Cliff Brown stable. Might be a little bit of stay in depth in this race here. Who do you like, Mark?
Well, it's an open race, so I could give you five or six chances here. I'm going to tip number 12, Top Honours, who on debut on soft ground ran really well from the back. Then it went to Moynton. I thought it could run super there, and on the dry ground, it just sort of whacked away and held its ground. Now, it gets back onto soft ground here, which is a big plus. Draws one for Luke Curry at the mile. Shouldn't be too far away settling. And just at the odds in an open race, I thought Top Honours could run a race. To beat number 9, Fazabeel. Fazabeel was really good at Bendigo. It ducked in badly up the straight, which cost it, if not winning, certainly get close. I don't think that was a strong race, but looks like a genuine improver. 7, Cerberus. Cerberus travelled like the winner there on debut. Just petered out with about 100 to go. Should be fitter for that run. And 13, Dunelli, who got back and made pretty good ground late last time in a decent race. Should be able to settle closer from the draw and not without a winning chance. But there's two or three others that could feature. It's an open race. I'll go 12, 9, 7 and 13.
12, 9, 7 and 13 in race number 4 at Cranbourne. That's 4 of 8 down. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddy at Cranbourne.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Cranbourne, racing on a soft 7 track. Mark Hunter finding us all the winners. We'll also get the best bets from Warren Huntley, who'll be out there representing racing.com today. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddie, and Waskely for Smiley Chan is the favourite. Even money. Coley is a $3.80 chance. Then we're out to Brawl at $8. Ruba also first up today at $8.50. Do we need many in this first leg of the quaddie, do you think, Mark?
I'm putting 5 horses in, Michael. Look, Waskely's not in my numbers. It's in my quaddy. I just think I'll get to it in a second. But I'm going to go with number 1, Ruba, who I just think if you default to the best horse, you can't go far wrong. Now, Ruba's coming off a break and 1,600 short of its best, but it has run well at this trip. It's run well on the soft ground there, All-Star Mile Day. It's got a little point for Logan McNeil. Just have a bit of luck getting close enough in the run. I think Ruba will be very strong late here to beat number 4, Coley. Coley ran 8th before a spell. It was an absolutely fantastic run. Now, it's come back from a spell. They've punched it forward both times. It's gone OK without raving. It's getting to the stage where it's fully fit and time to deliver. Number 3, Brawl. It's got the wide gate. It's going well on soft ground. It's got a chance. And back onto wet ground here, number 11, Strobe Light, with Craig Newitt riding at big odds. Far from the worst. The wet tracker, it suited the mile. It's certainly not hopeless. Waskely can win. It's that wide to win that Wangaratta maiden. It beat absolutely nothing. It did win well. I just think it's rock bottom odds. So no value, but goes in the quaddie. My numbers are 1, 4, 3 and 11.
1, 4, 3 and 11. It is a good price for Ruba. $8.50, $2.30 at this stage in the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg is a 64 over 2,025 metres. No scratchings. Pepper's Ghost, it's the short-priced favourite of the day, into $1.75. New Zeal Deal, $7. Atomic Rock was a good winner last start at $9. And Into Rio is the next best at $10. Do we trim up here with a one out, or do you want a bit more insurance?
No, I'm taking 4 horses. I don't think it's over the line, Pepper's Ghost. It's got a great chance. I'm going to go each way here, number 7, New Zeal Deal, who was a strong win 2 starts ago, then took on a pretty good race last time and still ran well. I think coming back to the 2,000 metres suits it. Just got a little weight advantage on those ones up the top. Gets a good run for Reece McLeod from the good gate. The beat number 3, Pepper's Ghost, who's just come back from a spell, a good horse. It just couldn't quite sprint fast enough with that big weight 2 runs ago. Never, ever going to lose last time. The informed horse, terrific rider on board. It's hard to beat. 4, Atomic Rock. It got onto dry ground last time and just blew them away. Now, it was also up in distance, so maybe it just needed the distance, but maybe it needed the dry ground. Just want to see how it goes here on the soft. And 1, Ocean Heart, who had its first go up in trip. It was a strong win. It gets into a good race, but it's not without a chance again. I think it's a good little race, this one. No pushover for the fave. I'll go 7, 3, 4 and 1.
7, 3, 4, and 1 could be a nice little bit of value if the favourite gets rolled in the quaddie. Race number 7 is a 64 over 1200. Take out 2, 6, and 13. Lady is the $3.50 favourite. Stard and Lass $5. Office Gym $5.50, and then we're out to Astronomicel at $6 and $7. Sahara Song. Again, the market's got this a reasonably wide race here, Mark.
Yeah, wide open race, Michael. I'm with number 9, Office Gym, who first up last time in, it was at Kyneton, 1,100 inside off benchmark 58. It was a perfect setup for it, and it just won easily. Now, resumes here, 1,200 around Cranbourne, not quite the same thing. Hopefully, you can run on. Recent trial was good without blinkers, gets them on race day to beat number 12, Aleti. Bit of a head scratcher here for Philip Stokes. They've mixed their distances trying to find out which suits the horse best. I think they've found it here. I think it's a run-on sprinter over the 1,200. They're a little time between runs. I think it's got a great chance. 10, Astronomical, is in terrific form. Just has to run a strong 1,200 metres, a little query. And 11, No Shame, another one who's in terrific form on soft ground, just needs some luck from that wide gate. So a few queries on all the favourites. I think it's an open race. I'll go 9, 12, 10 and 11.
9, 12, 10 and 11. And the last of 8 is a 64 over 1,400 metres. We can take out 3, 14, 15, 18 and 19. Pré de Toi is the $4 equal favourite with Wish I Might and Laugh-Along at $6.50. And Tycoon Buck, $6.50, are the next two in the market. So it doesn't get any easier here by the look of it, Mark.
Oh, I like this race. I like number 16, Tycoon Bucks. I think it's got a terrific chance. It was third to Chirac on the heavy track 3 runs ago. Didn't go quite as well on the dry 2 runs ago. Got back on the soft last time and didn't have the best of luck. And I thought ran well behind the Garden and Maraminka. So I think it's a perfect race for it here. It's fit. It's ready to fire. Well priced from a decent gate. I like Tycoon Bucks. I think the danger is number 13, Wish I Might, who's going really well on softish ground. Just has to run strong 1,400, but draws for a cheap run. Put number 8, Laugh-Along, in for third. God knows what to expect. It just refused to go last time, but its best form would put it in the finish. And a little roughy here, number 11, Pilot, who probably needs further, but it's got some good wet track form. The stable have hit their straps. Wouldn't shock to see it strong late, running into at least the minor money. I'm mainly putting my top two picks in. I like 16. Numbers are 16, 13, 8 and 11.
16, 13, 8 and 11, and what a nice way to finish the day. The best bet, Tycoon Bucks at $6.50. Is that what we're centering the play of the day and anchoring the day around?
Yeah, we'll make the best on a tough day with quite a few open races. We'll make the best, race 8, number 16, Tycoon Bucks. We'll make the value, race 5, number 1, Rubra. The quaddy, pretty wide, so maybe a flexi. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 11. Second leg, 1, 3, 4 and 7. Third leg, 7, 9, 10, 11 and 12. Come home with 13 and 16. Play of the day, I'm playing the trifectas in the last race. We'll go 13, 16, first and second, field third. And just flip them around, 13 and 16 first, field second and 13 and 16 third.
Very good. Good punting today. All right, give me a margin on Saturday night in the granny.
1 point will do.
1 point, the doggies. And who wins the norm?
Well, hopefully Lockie, Michael. But if it's not, we'll go for best player in the competition, Marcus Bontempelli.
Okay. The Bont is an $8 chance. Lockie Hunter is a $41 chance. So that'll be a nice way to bring up a Saturday evening in the grand final with Lockie Hunter winning. Hey, Mark, best of luck. Enjoy it. You've been there and done it before. I can only imagine what it'll be like for yourself and the family, even though you can't be there on Saturday night. So best of luck. Have you got a nerve settler for us, a winner on Saturday or tomorrow night, just to lead into the grand final?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. I haven't got the Saturday yet, but a good chance tomorrow night in the last race there. I reckon Only Words ran a lot better than what it looked on paper at Flemington. It draws for a good run with Craig Williams, about $8 each way there in the last race at Moonee Valley.
We love it. Only Words, race 8, number 8. Best of luck, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter joining us there. Time now to have a chat to Warren Huntley, who is in action for racing.com today. Warren, what do you make of this Cranbourne meeting?
I agree with Mark. I think it's a pretty competitive card. I was thinking that Pepper's Ghost was the best on the card, and Black Odds were available after scratchings, and it's been smashed. So I'm anchoring my quaddies around Pepper's Ghost in race 6 and making him the best, and hopefully he does get out to closer to those Black Odds as we get to the race. He was dominant there last time. I don't think extra two kilos will stop him. Tongue-in-cheek, there was talk of some feature-staying races from the strapper following that win. He's not going to that height, but he will be winning again, I think. If he can reproduce that effort, I think he's found his forte now out to that trip and perhaps even beyond as he gets even deeper into the preparation. So he's the best, race 6, number 3. I think it has to be today for race 3, number 2, Caliper. I just hope from that near inside draw with a bit of race experience, Craig Williams can just get her to hold a spot and be somewhere with them. She's got a good finish on her, and I think Craig Williams has been part of her education, and I'm hoping that she can win race 3, number 2. I've made her the next best. This time yesterday, it was nearly $10, race 7, number 9, Office Gym. There's been scratchings that have contributed to that and some support to the reduced price now, about $5.50. I still think each way for a horse with a terrific first up record, like what I've seen from the trials. As Mark said, he's trialled up well. He didn't have his blinkers on in the trial, so there's some improvement from what was an encouraging trial. Each way for me, value race 7, number 9, Office Gym on a tough day. Quaddie, firstly for me, Michael, I'm numbers 1, 2, 3 and 4. Anchoring number 3, Pepper's Ghost, one out in the second leg. Thought the third leg was wide, 3, 4, 7, 9, 10 and 12. Not really buoyed by Mark's take on the last race. I'm 2, 6, 8 and 13 in the last. That's Bean Coney, Magic, Pray to Toir, Laugh Along and Wish I Might. So yeah, I was working around Tycoon Bucks, who's consistent and honest, and Mark being very keen, I might have to extend a wider quaddie, including Tycoon Bucks, because I respect his judgment. But on 2, 6, 8 and 13 in the last week.
All right. Good luck was today. Well, I've got you, because I won't speak to you tomorrow. The great man G. Hall will. Who's your grand final tip?
Well, my late mother was a lifelong Melbourne supporter, so I'll be cheering the Demons for my late mum. I actually like both teams. I'm a bit unusual for a Tiger supporter, Michael. There's a few other teams in the comp that I like to see play well, and I enjoy their style of footy. And I think Melbourne have been fantastic this year. I think there's an element of the way Richmond were playing for each other in the start of this recent era that Melbourne are putting into the way they play for each other now. And the Bulldogs did it in 2016, and I'm thinking that Melbourne can carry that through this year. And obviously Max Gawn's such a crucial player. If they can find a way to nullify him, then that probably helps. But gee, he's a remarkable footballer, Max Gawn, and know how important Toby Nankervis was for us. You've got to have a dominant and real contributing ruckman throughout the midfield, not only just at the hit-outs. It makes a huge difference, and Max is certainly elite at that.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. Let's hope it's as tight as what it looks like on paper. Good luck today, Woz. Enjoy the day out there on .com.
Thanks, Michael.